我是家里的老大，又是儿子，唯一的儿子，所以呢，就是对我有很多的期待，我也有责任。
So my parents would say that, hey, take care of your younger sisters.
那父母常常会对我说，你要照顾好妹妹。
Be good to them because you are the older one.
那老大要让着小的。
Of course, at our elementary age, my sister actually was taller and stronger than I.
那我们在上小学的时候，我这个小我两岁的妹妹其实长得比我高，还比我壮。
And people mistook her being the older sister, and I resented that.
所以他们经常会说这是你姐姐吧，所以我心里就很不痛快。
So one day, when I was 15, my dad told us that we're going somewhere, so we need to get prepared.
所以我记得有一次我15岁的时候，爸爸跟我们讲说我们要出门了，你们去准备一下。
So both my sister and I rushed towards the bathroom.
然后我跟我妹妹就都想抢到去卫生间。
And then we arrived at the same bathroom at the same time.
所以就同一个时间到了这个卫生间的门口。
And then we start, you know, pushing and shoveling.
然后就开始推推搡搡。
And then we start saying that, you know, who came first?
然后都说自己是先到的，要先用。
And then it just happened so fast.
就很快，就这个事情发生的很快。
She tried to grab my shoulder and try to pull me away.
那她就想抓着我的肩膀，把我往后拽。
And then I turn around and then aim at her face and then bam, and then I punched her.
然后我就顺势转身就给了她一拳，就打在她脸上。
And after getting hit, she kind of wobbled and then took a couple of steps back.
这个挨了打以后，妹妹就往后退了几步。
So finally, I felt that you know, I was free from her siege.
因为当时我就感觉说，哎呀，这下我自由了，挣脱她了。
You know, the struggle is over.
然后就我赢了。
And then I step into the bathroom, victorious, to claim my prize.
然后我就第一个冲进了卫生间，很得意。
Bathroom, here I am.
我就觉得好像占领了一个，得到了一个胜利一样。
But then when I looked at myself in the mirror, and I said, "What just happened?"
可是当我在镜子里看见自己的时候，忽然想到刚才发生的事情。
That was not me. Yeah, I'm not like that.
我就想说，我怎么做了这样的事情？这不是我呀。
Next slide. So every one of us. Next slide. Okay, works now. Let's see. Nope, it does not. Every one of us really, really good with monitoring and modifying behaviors.
其实我们都很擅长监控和调整自己的行为。
So when you go to the new place to work, and people will tell you that this is how we do things here.
就好像你到一个新的地方去工作，别人就会告诉你我们在这里是怎么做事情的。
We do this, we don't do that.
就是有些事情可以做，有些不能做。
And then we dress like this, but we don't use that language.
或者是说我们一般是穿什么样的衣服，然后用什么样的语言。
And throughout our lives, if we want to be successful, that we really monitor and modify our behaviors.
所以我们这一辈子如果想要有所成功的话，我们时刻都在监控和调整自己的行为。
And actually, we are really good at it.
所以因为这样做，我们其实慢慢就变得很自然，而且很擅长。
But once in a while, you know, who knows where?
但是有可能在不经意的时候。
We will say or do the dumbest thing.
我们会做一些很蠢的事情，或者说一些很蠢的话。
And then after we have done it, then we'll say, "I'm not like that. I don't know where that came from."
然后事情发生以后，你就可能就觉得说，哎，我怎么会这么做呢？这个根本不是我这个人好像平时该有的样子。
So today we're going to talk about where it comes from.
所以我今天就要跟你讲讲，就是这些事情到底是为什么会发生，从哪儿来。
Yeah. King Solomon is probably is the wisest person who ever lived.
我们都知道这个所罗门王可能是这个世界上生活过的最有智慧的人。
He wrote many wisdom books in the Bible, like the book of Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, or Song of Songs.
那这个所罗门王写了很多智慧书，比如说我们读到的箴言、传道书，还有雅歌。
So I encourage you to read them because it really helps, you know, to live a better life for us.
我想鼓励大家去读这些圣经的这个书，因为能帮助我们这个能够过一个更好的生活。
Now in all of his writings, he basically wrote down one verse that is kind of summarizes the most important wisdom in all his writing.
那他在他的所有的这个写的这些智慧的箴言里面，他有一句话是我们可以拿来作为总结性的一个总纲，就有这么一句话。
Okay, next slide, and that is Proverbs 4:23.
这就是在箴言4:23.
And it says this: above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it.
你要保守你心胜过保守一切，因为一生的果效是由心发出。
So, actually this verse is kind of short. I'd like you to kind of memorize this.
这个其实不长，我希望大家都能够背下来。
This verse has three parts, so it's very easy to break them apart.
我们可以把它分成三部分。
So it says, above all else, and then guard your heart, and then for everything you do flows from it.
你要保守你心，然后是胜过保守一切，因为一生的果效是由心发出。
So as you try to memorize this, I want you to kind of put a picture on what this verse will mean to you.
那在你背诵的时候，我希望你头脑里有一个画面，让你能够看得到说这段经节对你来说是什么意义。
Yeah, sometimes the picture will kind of trigger us to memorize things.
有的时候我们的这个记忆是那种图画性的记忆，看见这个画面就能够想起来。
Okay, so just kind of read through it, and then I'm going to turn it off and see if you can memorize it.
那你现在就赶快多读几遍，一会儿我把它关了，看看你能不能背得下来。
So it says, you know, guard your heart, but it's above all else.
你要保守你心胜过保守一切。
The reason is because everything you do flows from it.
因为一生的果效是由心发出。
Okay, so you can put this in your picture, right?
想象一个图画
，okay,
然后把这个记下来。
Okay, all right. So, okay, let me ask you to go back a slide. Okay, so let's read this. Okay, let's memorize it.
记得吗？
Above all else, guard your heart.For everything you do flows from it.
好，我们一起来中文。你要保守你心，胜过保守一切，因为一生的果效是由心发出。
Now, the reason for everything you do flows from it, there's another translation in English.
那这个英文里这个一生的果效由心发出有另外一个翻译。
It says that it determines the course of your life.
它那个意思实际上是说决定了你一生所要走的路。
Right. So everything you do originates from within. We call it heart.
因为就是你所做的一切都是由心发而出的。
And then it is our mind, our feelings, our will, our spirit.
这个心是什么？就是我们的头脑，我们的意志，我们的灵魂，还有我们的愿望。
And the heart impacts what comes out, our words and our behavior.
所以我们的心决定了我们的行为和言语。
So guarding your heart becomes super important.
所以这就是为什么保守你的心变得非常的重要。
So what does that look like when we begin guarding our heart?
那到底保守你的心意味着是什么呢？
So, 1,000 years after Solomon, next slide.
那么就是在所罗门王之后又过了一千年。
Jesus was with his disciples and teaching and healing people.
那有一次那个耶稣在跟他的门徒在一起，而且在教导别人。
And a crowd of people surrounded them.
那这个时候有一群人围着他们。
And several Pharisees of the law and the teachers of the law came to the front of the crowd and asked Jesus a question.
那有几个法利赛人还有这个律法师就到这个人群前面来问这个耶稣一些问题。
Yeah, he said, why do your disciples break the tradition of the elders? They do not wash their hands before they eat.
那他们问的是什么？就说你的门徒为什么犯古人的遗传呢？因为吃饭的时候他们不洗手。这个遗传就是好像是一个传统的规矩。
Okay, so what's up with this tradition, you know, washing hands before eating?
那这个传统是什么意思呢？
So in the Old Testament, the law of Moses, the high priest, the priest, or whoever is doing the sacred work of God would do a ceremonial cleaning.
那在这个摩西的旧约这个律法里边，当那些大祭司或者祭司要做一些就是服侍神的圣工的时候，他们会有一个仪式性的洗手，表示他们自己是干净的。
So they want to make sure that they are clean, they are ready to do God's work.
意思就是说，他们要把自己洗干净，然后是洁净的，才能去做神的工。
Yeah, so you don't want to like touch uncleaning things and then do God's work.
所以你不想说在摸了不洁净的东西以后没有洗手就去做神的事情。
So their hands consistently were clean.
所以他们这个双手是要求是一直都是很干净的。
So this law was for the priests, and then they turned this into a tradition to make everyone else to follow it.
那这个律法本来规定是给祭司们的，但是后来他们就把这个扩大化，就变成每一个人都应该这样子。
So they impose this as a rule to prevent someone from touching unclean things like you know dead animals and blood and then touch the food and then put it in their mouth.
所以这个规矩就变成了一个传统，就变成不能摸那些不洁净的东西，比如说是血呀，或者是死掉动物，然后不洗手就去吃东西，就然后这个手就沾了自己的嘴。
So they impose this law, which is prescribed for the priest, but to everyone else to wash before eating.
所以这个本来是给祭司的一个规定，现在就变成了一个变成了一个传统，是对每一个人都需要遵守的，就是吃东西以前要洗手。
Now over time, this tradition was kind of elevated to the level of a law.
那而且这个传统慢慢就是在经过时间的变革以后，就变成上升到一个律法的这个高度了。
Now Jesus was not like breaking a God's commandment, like a Ten Commandments.
所以耶稣当他的和他的门徒没有洗手的时候，他们并不是说犯了十诫。就是直接犯了神的律法。
He just was not paying attention to the traditions they made it up.
也就是说是耶稣并没有重视的，只是这个人变成慢慢演化出来的一个传统。
So next slide. So Jesus actually asked them a question.
所以耶稣呢反过来就问他们一个问题。
And why do you break the commandment of God for the sake of your tradition?
耶稣把这个转过来说，那你们为什么因着你们的遗传而犯神的诫命呢？
You're accusing me of breaking the tradition.
那你现在谴责我违反了你们的传统。
But you're breaking one of God's commandments to protect your man-made traditions.
可是你们做的事情反过来却是为了要维护你们的传统而犯了神的诫命。
Next slide. So then he continued and he said, For God said, honor your father and mother. But you say that if anyone declares that what might have been used to help their father or mother is devoted to God, they are not to honor their father or mother with it. Next slide.
那神说当孝敬父母，你们倒说无论何人对父母说我所当奉献给你的已经做了贡献，他就不可以不孝敬父母了。
Next slide. So this is what happened.
这个是什么意思呢？
The religious leaders came up with a tradition that will allow people to verbally dedicate their wealth to the temple.
那些宗教领袖呢，他们有编了一个这个新的这个规定，就是说让一些人可以呢，就是在口头上承诺说他们的这个财富要献给这个圣殿。
So a moderately wealthy person, they can just go to temple and declare that, hey, all my belongings now.You know, dedicated to God.
那所以一个这个稍微富裕一点的一个人，他就可以到这个圣殿里来说，然后就说这样，我现在我的所有的财物都是给神的，已经是奉献给神了。
And then this tradition will allow them to use what they own to support themselves and their family.
但是习惯上呢，就是说他只是这样说就可以了。那他回了家，仍然他自己的所有的财物可以自己享受，然后自己享用，然后家里的人也可以用。
Yeah, so they can use what they have while they were living.
所以就是说，他们还在世的时候，他们的财产还是归他们自己的，并没有什么真的变化。
But this tradition kind of kept them to be generous.
但是呢，这种做法呢，可以让他们有理由说，就是变得很吝啬。
Because someone comes and then asks for like a financial help.
因为如果有人有困难、有需要，想来跟他说能不能这个借钱的话
，Yeah, they'll say.No giving while I'm living because I have already pledged all my wealth to God.
他就会说，那虽然我活着，我也没我活着的时候我也没有办法给你，因为我现在所有的都是神的了，我已经不能够做主了。
So when their aging parents ask for help,
所以当他们年迈的父母来，然后也需要帮助的时候
，they'll say, "Oh, mom and dad, I am so sorry that you need help."
这些人就可以说，哎呀，爸爸妈妈真的是对不起，我知道你们有需要。
But I cannot give anything because I've already dedicated to God.
就是，可是我帮不了你啊！我的这个所有的一切，我都已经交给神了，我也没办法。
And Jesus would have nothing to do with that.
所以耶稣是非常的反对这个事情的。
So next slide. So he said, "Thus you nullify the word of God for the sake of your tradition. You're hypocrites."
所以。耶稣说这就是你们借着遗传废了神的诫命假冒伪善的人。
So, you came up with a rule to keep you from obeying the overt commandment of God to honor your parents.
所以就是说你们自己编了这么一条规定，然后就可以就是违反神明明白白的说要孝敬父母的这个诫命。
So when Jesus says that you hypocrite, that means that this conversation is over.
所以通常当耶稣说假冒为善的人呢，这个意思就是说，就是已经下了结论了，就是这样。
And the crowd will cheer, and then the religious leaders will just retreat from the crowd, humiliated.
然后大家就都会欢欣鼓舞，然后那些这个律法宗教领袖就灰溜溜的走了。
But then Jesus wanted to make sure that the crowd understood what just happened.
但是这件事情完了之后，耶稣还要希望说这个在听的人也能够明白这到底是什么意思。
Next slide. So then he said, listen and understand what goes into one's mouth does not defile them.
所以他说你们要听也要明白入口的不能污秽人。
Now to defile means that there's a gap,in our relationship with God.
这里面的污秽实际上意思是指我们跟神之间的关系产生了距离。
The issue was really not like touching unclean things and then touching food and then putting in their mouth.
所以这个现在在谈论的问题不仅仅是说你手摸了不洁净的东西然后就拿了食物放在嘴里吃。
They believe that this will make them at odds with God.
他们所谓的这个误会是说你要这样做了以后是会让你跟神产生距离的。
But Jesus is saying, putting the wrong thing in the mouth does not make you defile to God.
但是耶稣跟他们讲说手不洁净然后放在嘴里吃东西并不能让你跟神产生距离。
When you eat what you eat,does not make you unworthy to God or break the relationship with God.
你吃的什么是什么东西并不能影响你跟你在神面前的价值或者是说让你跟神分开。
And then, but this to them was a brand new idea.
对于当时的犹太人来说这可是一个全新的概念。
Because when you read the gospel, you need to understand that Jesus is the hinge between Old Testament and the New Testament.
当你读这个四福音书的时候，你要记得耶稣是这个旧约和新约的联系人。
So Jesus came to unleash something like brand new to the world, and yet he is born under the law.
所以耶稣来的时候是要给这个世界带来一些全新的东西，但是他所生长的那个环境仍然是在旧约的这个律法之下的。
So as a law-abiding Jew, Jesus came to introduce something better than the law of Moses.
所以耶稣也是生活在这个旧约的律法之下的，但是他要带来的是一个这个对律法的全新的解释。
Because this is going to make the ceremonial laws obsolete.
因为他所要做的是把那些形式上的这个对律法的遵守变得无效。
It's like you know, your phone get upgraded from iPhone 5 to something better.
所以就好像你那个换了一个新手机，原来是一个那个 iPhone 的5，现在要换一个更高级的了。
Yeah, because of this, Jesus could bring something better than the law of Moses.
因为耶稣要带来的是要比摩西的那个时候的律法更好的东西。
The law of Moses is basically okay, I got to do things and then I keep God happy.
那个摩西的律法让犹太人的就是感觉说我就要照着这个律法一点一滴的做，我这样做了神就高兴了。
I need to keep myself clean so that God is happy.
所以如果我干净，然后不要做这个不洁净的事情，神就会对我满意的。
It's all about my eyes keep on the sky and say, you know, am I clean? God is happy. Am I clean? God is happy.
所以总是盯着说这个，我是不是做到神所要求的一二三四，这样我神就高兴了。
Yeah. But Jesus is saying is that that day is going to come to an end.
但是耶稣在这里说的是，就是这种守一逐字逐句守律法的这个时代要结束了。
So what you put in your mouth really is no longer be defiled to God.
也就是说，你吃了什么东西，入口的东西并不能让你跟神隔离。
Next slide. But what comes out of their mouth, that is what defiles them.
但是出口的乃能污秽人。
So the problem is not what we put into our mouth, but is what comes out of our mouth.
所以问题不是在于你吃了什么东西吃到嘴里，而是从你嘴里吐出来什么样的话。
God is more bothered by what we say, that impacting people, than the rules I keep to make God happy.
我们说的话对别人的影响，神更在意的是这些，而不是说我们吃了什么，或者是我们怎么守了那些律法。
Yeah, God is more bothered by what we say than what we eat.
也就是说我们出口说的话比我们入口吃的食物神更在意。
So this was like a brand new, you know, idea, and then Jesus finished conversation and then he walked off.
那所以这个对犹太人来说这个是一个全新的概念，所以耶稣在给他们讲完之后他就离开了。
So now, the, you know, the audience got smaller, and then now we only have the disciples with Jesus.
那现在只跟着他的只有那些门徒了。
So Peter came to Jesus and said this.
那彼得就到了耶稣面前跟他说
Hey, Jesus, I understood what you just said.
那彼得说你刚才讲的我都明白。
But it was a little confusing for the other guys.
但是他们别人还不是很明白。
Can you like go over this one more time and maybe just go slowly for the other guys?
你能不能再帮他们把这个话说明白一点？
Next slide. So Jesus asked them this question.
那耶稣就问了他们另外一个问题。
Hey, don't you see that whatever enters the mouth goes into the stomach? You follow me?
他说你不明白的就是说你吃到嘴里的最后会怎么样？
And then out of the body, follow me?
那最后还是会到肚子里，然后还是会落在茅厕里。
Okay, then Jesus gets serious. Next slide.
然后耶稣就认真的跟他们讲。
But the things that come out of a person's mouth,come from the heart, and these defile them.
说唯独出口的是从心里发出来的，这才污秽人。
The things that put a person at odds with God are the words that they use that will affect the people God loves.
让我们跟神隔绝的是我们出口说的那些伤人的话，是伤害到神所爱的那些人，这样的话才会让我们跟神分离。
Words offend people, offend God.
那些伤害别人的话实际上也会伤害到神。
Now, this may be obvious to us today, but it was a brand new idea back then.
也可能对我们来说现在这个概念并不陌生，但是对当时的人来说这个真的是一个全新的说
法。It was a completely reversal where what they were brought up to believe.
因为这跟他们从小长大所听到的这个完全是相反的。
Because they were taught to keep God happy at all costs.
因为他们所受到的教育是说要不惜任何代价的让神高兴。
Yeah, I need to do this, you know, these things to God happy. I don't do these things to keep God happy.
所以有很多的律法和规条告诉他们什么事情做了神高兴，什么事情神做了神不高兴。
Other people not happy, so be it. You know, that's not my problem, but I gotta keep God happy.
所以人怎么样受的什么样的影响不重要，重要的是说我要让神高兴就好了。
Okay, so now Jesus is going to say something super important. So if you just tuned out, I need you to.Tune back in.
那我现在要读的这个是耶稣说的话是很重要的，所以你刚才不专心没关系，现在赶快来注意。
For out of the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false testimony, slander. These are what defile a person.
因为从心里发出来的有恶念、凶杀、奸淫、苟合、偷盗、妄政、谤书，这都是污秽人的。
These are the behaviors from the heart.
这些行为是从心里发出来的。
So why these will defile a person?
所以这个是让是真正污秽人的。为什么？
Because these hurt people.
因为你这些行为是会伤害到其他人的。
When you hurt people that God loves, it hurts God.
因为当你伤害到那些神爱的人的时候，这也就是伤害了神。
When you do things that harm other people, it offends God.
因为你伤害别人的时候，就实际上是对神的一个伤害。
That defiles a person.
这也就是污秽人的，也就是说使我们跟神隔离的。
It's not what goes into the mouth, but it's what's come out of the mouth.
所以重点在于，不是说吃了什么会让我们与神隔绝，而是做了什么、说了什么让我们与神隔绝。
And how it affects people.
而且这些说的事情、说的话、做的事情是会影响周围的人。
And these behaviors that hurt people make God a little upset.
这些伤害人的行为是会让神生气的。
So, mistreating other people puts us at odds with God.
所以当你对别人有恶意、有恶行的时候，是会让你跟神隔绝的。
Not the breaking the dietary laws or cleanliness laws.
而不是说这个关于饮食的规矩，关于这个洁净的规矩，你没有遵守，就让你与神隔绝。
Next slide. So Jesus said that I want you to understand that eating with unwashed hands really does not defile a person.
所以这是为什么耶稣强调说，我让希望你们知道，不吃不洗手吃饭，并不能污秽人。
Next slide. So, well, you already know this, right? Our behavior will eventually mirror our heart, and our heart will eventually flow out in our behavior.
我们可能都应该都已经知道，行为是反映内心的，因为行为它是出自于内心的。
Behavior mirrors our heart.
行为反映了内心。
A heart will flow out in our behavior.
然而内心是这个行为的源泉。
So words or behavior that harm people offend God.
所以当我们的言语，当我们的行为伤害其他人的时候，就会伤害到神。
And words and behavior that harm people comes from heart.
而这个伤害别人的言语行为是反映，是出自于我们的内心的。
Then we better guard our heart.
这也就是为什么我们要保守我们的心。
Now, you may have seen this, right?
你可能看到过。
Do you know anybody that blew up their career because of what they have done?
有人是不是因为这个做了什么事情，然后丢了工作？
And then do you know anybody that were just burned down their marriage because of the behavior they were outside of the home?
有些人在外面的行为导致了他自己婚姻的破裂。
Do you know anyone that destroyed a friendship because of their words?
是不是有些你也见过有些人因为说了不适当的话，然后使得他们的友谊都破裂？
Maybe some of us did that.
也可能我们当中有些人就做了这样的事。
And when we do that, then we'll say, "Who was that? I mean, this is not like me. I'm not that person."
有些时候我们自己做的事情，我们就会说，我也没想到我怎么会做这样的事情，我不是这样的呀。
Next slide. I want to talk about four emotions that should ding our conscience.
那我想提醒大家，就在这里我要列出四个这个情感情绪，这个四个情绪是会让我们的这个内心受到伤害的。
And when you think these thoughts, when you feel these feelings,
当你有这些情绪，有这些想法的时候，
when your mind going through these trails,
然后当你的这个思想开始往这条路上走的时候，
it should bother you.
是应该让你心里感到不安。
It should alarm you that you are getting close to the danger zone.
你应该有一个警觉，说我已经在滑向危险的地方了。
Because if you don't deal with it from inside, that it will eventually make its way to the outside.
因为这些情绪在你内心产生的时候，如果你不把它处理好的时候，它最后会变成行为反映出来。
Not only do you hurt yourself and the other people you love, that it also is offensive to God.
因为这些行为最终不仅是伤害你自己，伤害你所爱的人，也伤害到神。
那个回去好不好？我还没有到那里。Yeah, thank you. It's offensive to God, not because God is so sensitive or emotional.
不是我们会伤害到神，不是因为神很敏感，神很玻璃心。
It's offensive because God loves the people that you hurt.
神受到伤害是因为他所爱的人被你伤害了。
And God loves you.
神也爱你。
When you love someone, you don't really want to see them hurt themselves or hurt other people.
所以当你爱一个人的时候，你并不希望这个人去做伤害别人的事情，也不愿意他伤害自己。
So when you identify yourself, you are close at these what I call the guardrail emotions.
所以当你发现自己有这些已经 到边缘的情绪的时候，
You have work to do.
你有工作要做的。
These guardrails are these internal tensions that demand our attention.
这个护栏，就是你快要撞到护栏的时候，就是给你一个提醒，说你需要保护你的心了。
Okay, next slide. So here are the guardrails. Guilt, anger, greed, jealousy.
那这四个，我刚才说的这个四个情绪，就是内疚、怒气、贪婪和嫉妒。
These emotions have the potential to create chaos outside of our life.
这些情绪如果不控制的话，会有可能给我们生活带来很大的麻烦的。
Our tendency is to wait until we say something or we do something triggered by these emotions.
那我们通常我们的这个倾向是在于，当这些情绪来了以后，并不做什么，而是当这个情绪反映出来，在我们的话语和行为上反映出来的时候，我们才会想说要收敛。
Yeah, so it's like we're putting the guardrail in the danger zone.
那我们等于就好像你这护栏已经放在就是放得太远了，已经出现问题了。
Yeah, we want to put the guardrail in the safety zone so when we detect them, we can do something about it.
我们需要把这个护栏往里挪，在出现危险讯号的时候就要开始做一些事情了。
Okay, next slide. So, guilty says, I owe you.
第一条内疚是说我欠你的。
I owe you an apology.
我应该向你道歉。
I owe you something that I took from you. Maybe you don't even know it.
可能在不知不觉中，我拿了你是属于你的东西。
Well, maybe you know it, and then I am just too proud to admit it.
有可能你也知道，但是我里面的骄傲阻止我不能向你承认。
Guilt will lead to walls, cover-ups.
内疚会让我们竖起一个围墙，会让我们想办法遮掩。
Yes, dishonesty and secret keeping.
我们可能就会说谎，我们就会有藏着秘密。
And it creates a distance.
然后因此就跟人之间产生距离。
It seeps into our words and our lives.
而且这个悄悄的就渗入在我们的这个言语，渗入在我们的生活里。
Next slide. Anger says you owe me.
怒气的意思是说你欠我。
You hurt me. You took something from me.
你伤害了我，你把本来属于我的东西拿走了。
You either pay me back or I'll pay you back.
你就得还给我，要不然我就要报复。
Now, you probably already know that anger really is not stationary, it is mobile.
那这个怒气不是一个固定点的，它是会散发到别的地方去的。
Anger leaks into our other relationships.
我们这个心里有怒气的时候会，我们叫做迁怒于人。
You were hurt as a kid. You were hurt as a kid.
也可能你小时候受过伤害。
You were hurt in your last marriage.
那也可能你之前的这个婚姻给你带来很大的伤害。
You were hurt in your last job.
或者是你从前那份工作非常的不愉快。
You carrying this anger with you.
但是所以这个怒气压在心里，但是你带着它。
Anger demands a payback.
那这个怒气希望是得到这个释放，能够得到这个。报复。
Until you pay me back, I'm going to hold this over you.
所以如果你不能够就是来补偿我的话，我就知道你，我就会说你欠我。
I'm going to also hold anyone who reminds me of you.
所以当有人提醒我，就是说你欠我的，惹起我的怒气来的时候，我就会把这个怒气转到这些人身上。
Long after you were out of my life.
甚至你已经不在我的生活里了。
I'm going to hold other people hostage for what you have taken from me.
因为这个怒气还在，所以别的人就会也受到这个怒气的影响，好像他们也欠了我一样。
Next slide. Okay. Greed says, I owe me.
贪婪的意思是说我欠我的。
Greed is an assumption that all is for my consumption.
这个贪婪的有这么一个假设，就是说我配得，我应该能够做什么。
So, I know that, you know, he has this need or she's struggling here.
那我知道就是说别的人，有些人有困难，有些人有需要。
And the church is trying to raise funds for this and that.
或者教会可能有一些这个资金的需求。
As much as my heart goes out to them, my money does not.
虽然我的心里也很同情他们，我也知道他们有需要，但是我这个钱包捂得紧紧的。
As much as I feel sorry for them, but it's not sorry enough for me to write a check.
虽然我觉得他们也挺可怜的，但我觉得没有可怜到说要我自己掏腰包帮助他们的地步。
Because I deserve it as much as it breaks my heart for their needs. I really cannot justify to open my wallet.
因为虽然我觉得他们也挺有需要，但是我自己也有我自己的需要啊，我也要照顾到我自己。
Okay, next slide. Jealousy says, life owes me.
这个嫉妒是说这个生活欠我的，命运欠我。
So, she got who I deserve.
这个他得到了本来应该是属于我的。
He got what I deserve.
他得到那个本来我也应该有的。
I was in line for promotion and then they passed me and then put someone else in it.
本来下一个该得到提升的是我，但是他们却挑了别人。
Now, I don't like those people who bypass the promotion from me.
那我当然不喜欢那些越到我的前面然后得到提升的人。
Because they took what I deserve.
本来是我的被他们拿走了。
You know, jealousy can bring something that kind of a something that really like horrible, something that very disgusting, something that very, very yucky.
你知道吗？这个嫉妒会带来一些很糟糕的、很让人就是难以接受的行为。
This is the one emotion that really can bring something the worst of ourselves.
这个嫉妒真的是可以把我们里面最丑恶的一面带出来。
That is, I find myself secretly celebrating other people's misfortune.
这个罪恶的这个最丑恶的一面，实际上就是有点幸灾乐祸。就是当看到别人不幸的时候，我心里偷偷的是有一点点高兴，有一点满足的。
I mean, is there anything lower than that?
这个真的是一个很低贱的事情。
So if that's in me, that's in you, it needs to alarm our conscience.
如果这个你里面真的是有这个东西的话，你要警觉起来。
Because eventually this will leak out.
因为最终如果你不小心不警觉的话，它最终会反映在你的言语中。
So when you feel these guardrail emotions,
所以当你体会到这些就是让提醒你的这个要设护栏的这些感情的时候，
You have to address it.
你需要做一些事情。
Maybe someone will point it to you, someone notice it and tell you that, and then you say, no, 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 I don't do that, no, I deny it.
有可能别人都已经注意到，会向你提醒，会跟你说的时候，你肯定否认说我没有，我不是这样的。
But if you're honest to yourself, you say yes, 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 I do have that.
但是可你当你真的是诚实的面对自己，看见自己的内心的时候，你知道你是有的。
Because I can't really admit it because it's so embarrassing.
因为你没有办法在别人面前承认，因为太丢人了。
But you have to address it.
但是你自己知道了以后，你就要真的是做一些事情。
Okay, now before I'm going to talk about how we can address it, I want to tell you something.
那我在讲说要做什么之前，我要跟你说一件事情。
If you are not a Jesus follower,
如果你还不是一个跟随耶稣的人，
I actually have no right to tell you what to do.
我确实没有权利告诉你该做什么。
Because you have not signed up to follow Jesus, you know, you don't need to follow his command.
所以就好像你还没有签一个合同要跟着他，你就没有必要说跟他就是听他的命令。
Now, if you feel like I've been shaking my fingers at you, I'm not.
如果你可能觉得我好像是在指责你，我不是这个意思。
But for those of us that sign up for following Jesus, this is not an option.
但是对于我们那些已经决定要跟随耶稣的人来说，我们没有选择不做什么。
This is what it means to follow Jesus.
因为跟随耶稣的意思就是要听从他的命令。
But for those of you that's not following Jesus or you want to come back, but I do want to tell you what I'm going to talk about in the next few minutes really is going to help you to live a better life and you're going to have a life better at it.
那就算你还没有选择要跟随耶稣，我也希望你能注意听我下面要讲的这些事情，因为能够帮助你能够生活得更好。
Because it will make you a better husband or wife.
它会让你成为一个更好的先生或者太太。
It will make you a better friend.
能让你成为一个更好的朋友。
It will make you a better employee or employer.
或者是一个更好的老板，或者是一个更好的雇员。
It will just basically make you a better person.
总之能让你成为一个更好的人。
That's why Jesus' invitation, follow me, follow me, follow me.
所以耶稣一直在邀请人来跟随他。
Jesus is asking us to do something very, it's very, very, you know, emotionally it does not make sense.
那耶稣让我们做的事情可能有的时候我们在感情上没办法接受。
But at the end of the day, you'll be glad.You have done it.
但是最终如果你能真的这么做的话，你会很高兴的。
Because you will experience the peace and the freedom that Jesus is bringing by following him.
因为你所经历到的跟随耶稣所带来的那个平安和那个自由是别的东西没办法代替的。
Okay, so I'm going to talk about these four preventive ways, which includes a counter emotion and the action you have to do.
所以我现在讲的这个四个，这个防止前面这四个情，或者是说纠正这前面这个四个情绪的方法，也包括行动。
Okay, next, 下一页。Okay, so the guilt is that the counter emotion is the humility, and how we're going to steer away to the danger is to confess.
那这个内疚跟内疚相反的这个情绪应该是谦卑，然后我们所应该有的行为就是招供或者叫做认错。
Okay, now confessing to God It's fine, but he already knows it.
那你可能可以向神这个认错，那当然他已经知道了。
The real confession that heals and deals with the guilt is the confession to someone in your life.
但是真正认错就是能够解除你心里的这个内疚的认错，是向那个你所亏欠的那个人来认错。
And ultimately, you want to confess to the person you hurt.
然后就是有所补偿。
That takes humility.
这个是需要有一个谦卑的。
And the confession may make a damage your reputation.
这个认错可能会让你的名声变得不好。
But that's a small damage compared to the alternative.
那但是对相比之不认错的话，实际上这是一个很小的代价。
Because the longer you carry them, and then the longer you're going to do things that you're going to regret.
那你这个内疚的这个情绪越久，然后你花了更越多的时间来遮掩它，来遮盖它，实际上你付出的代价就越大。
And probably someone else will find out.
而且如果你自己不承认的话，早晚有一天会被别人发现。
Yeah, secrets suck the life and the passion out of a relationship.
我们心里隐藏的那些秘密，实际上是会把我们这个人际关系之间的那个活力全部拿掉的。
So how would a loving God try to help us?To get rid of these guilt.
那所以这个爱我们的神怎么样帮助我们来去拿掉这个内疚的情绪呢？
He wants you to confess.
所以他想让你的做的是招供，是认错。
And if you're not ready to confess to the person that you hurt because it's too big of a step,
如果你还没有决定好说要向你就是伤害的那个人来认错，因为太难了。
Then confess to someone you trust.
那至少你要去，你找一个你可以信任的人，你跟他讲。
When you bring it out, and then you can take a look at it, maybe the next step is easier.
当你真的把它拿出来说，然后让你自己能够一个站在一个客观的角度来看这个的时候，可能让你有这个愿望说去做更多的事情。
And eventually, hopefully you can confess to the person you hurt.
也可能你到最后能够有这个勇气和愿望去向那个你伤害的人来承认来道歉。
When you do, there is a measurable chaos outside of your life. It's outside here.
那我相信如果当你这样做的话，可能当一时之间会有很大的麻烦和混乱。
But inside, you have a measurable peace.
但是做出来的好处是你的内心你的里面可以有平安。
The outside chaos will eventually dissipate.
那外面所带来的这些麻烦这些混乱随着时间会消失的。
But you have set yourself up to a successful measure because you have done the difficult work to confessing.
但是当你这个迈出了这个认错的这个艰难的一步的时候，你自己实际上是在做一个修补的过程，你最终会得到一个美好的结果。
A clean conscience is worth the effort.
这个清洁的良心是值得花大代价来得到的。
Okay, next. So anger, we counter it with a peace and to forgive.
那这个怒气的这个相对的这个情感和行为就是有平安和愿意饶恕。
So what is forgive?
到底什么是饶恕？
Forgive, to forgive is to identify specifically what is taken from me, and then I decide that they don't owe me anymore.
那饶恕实际上首先我们需要确定的知道说我失去了什么，或者是被别人夺去了什么，然后决定说我不把它要回来。
Yeah. So you specifically identify what is taken from you, and then you say, the debt is forgiven, it's no more owing me.
也就是说这个饶恕说我知道我被拿去的是什么，但是我并不没有因此而想去追讨，而是说就到此为止。
You may say that, hey, we're letting them off.
那有可能你会觉得这样很不公平啊，就是一方好像占了便宜。
Yes, you are.
你可能这个确实是不公平。
And you're gonna feel bad that you let them off.
那有可能在一段时间你还会觉得说心里会有不平。
But there's someone else you will also let them off. Someone else you will also let them off.
但是这个你允许他就是说不再背债的这个人不仅仅是这个伤害你的人还有另外一个人。
That is you.
就是你自己，你也饶恕了自己。
Because you are releasing this anger, and then you are letting peace into your heart.
因为当你饶恕别人的时候，你实际上也是让自己的 就是放过自己的怒气，然后允许平安能够到你自己的心里来。
So you can dig out all the anger and say that I am no longer ruled by this.
所以你可以把你的所有的怒气拿出去丢掉，说他这个怒气不再控制我。
And you are not going to follow me to my next relationship.
而这个我也不要把这个怒气带到我的下一段关系当中。
I decide that you don't owe me, you're forgiven.
我已经做了这个决定，说你不欠我什么，我愿意饶恕你。
Next. So, greed, we're going to counter with gratitude, and what we're going to do is to give.
那这个对付贪婪的这个情绪，就是用感恩，然后用这个舍去给予的行动来执行。
I no longer owe me anymore.
我不欠我自己什么。
Instead, I am going to look at how God has richly provided me.
而我就要转目去看神是怎样的丰富的供给。
So I am now going to write a check to the amount that is big to me.
所以我要真的是写一张这个支票，而且是一个大数额的。
It may not be big to anyone else, but it's big to me.
可能对别人来说这不算什么，但是对我来说就已经是心头肉了。
So as I write, I'm going to say, greed.You are no longer controlling me.
所以当我们写这个支票的时候，我们实际上是做一个决定，说不要让这个贪婪抓住我们自己的心。
And I'm going to write a check and to give it to this non-profit, and they not even ask me for that.
那我可能就写一个支票给一个慈善机构，他们甚至都没有跟我开口要钱，但是我愿意，我要做这个行动。
哈哈哈 ，Hey, greed, you don't control me anymore.
我就可以跟这个贪婪的这个心说，你不能够抓住我。
对 ，jealousy.Says life owes me.
嫉妒是说这个生活欠我的。
我回过去唱。If you really want to face this issue of jealousy, you have to be honest to yourself.
如果你真的是要面对这个嫉妒这个问题的话，你要对自己诚实。
Actually, it's not life owes you.
并不是说命运欠你。
Really, you believe is God owes you.
其实你实际上是说。我配得神欠我的。
It's not the issue between that whoever took away the promotion from me.
问题不在于那个真的得到提升的那个人。
The issue is that you think God did not give you and he owes you.
你实际上是想说命运对我不公，神对我不公，他本来应该给我，没有给我。
So this is how we're going to counter.
所以那我们应该怎么来对付这样的情绪
？Next slide is trust.
我们要用信靠。
The truth is that we can trust what comes our way from His hand, and we can ask Him, God, what can you do about this?
我们信靠的意义是什么？就是说，不论在我们生活中发生什么事情，我们接纳，然后跟神说，我要怎么做
？I've seen trust overcome a jealousy in Christian suffering, like a problem, you know.Financial problems or family problems and all that.
我看到过很多这个实例，当这个基督徒的生活中有这个经济上的困难，或者是说这个婚姻上的困难的时候，他们靠着信，借着信靠，能够胜过嫉妒。
And I've seen many brothers and sisters overcome the jealousy in our church.
那我也在这个教会的很多弟兄姐妹身上看到，他们借着信靠能够胜过嫉妒。
They really didn't deserve it.
他们受到的待遇真的好像不是应该有的。
But instead of getting bitter or compare their misfortune with somebody else's good fortune, they look at God and say, God, what can you do about this situation?
那他们面对的这个好像不公平的待遇，他们并没有变得苦读，或者是说看着别人比自己强，心里非常的怨恨，而是说把这个事情交给神，跟神说你要为我做什么。
Next slide. So the way that we're going to respond is to celebrate.
所以我们这个反应的这个行为就是要表扬。
So we're going to celebrate what we have. We're going to celebrate what other people have out loud.
那我们就要大声的为自己所得到的感谢，为别人所得到的赞美。
Dear Frank, congratulations on your promotion.
你可能可以写一个说那个亲爱的那个 Frank 我很恭喜你得到了这个晋升。
I am genuinely happy for you.
我是真心的为你感到高兴。
Sincerely and put it in the envelope.
然后把它放在一个信封里。
And you say, jealousy, you do not live in my heart anymore.
然后你就可以跟嫉妒说你不再住在我的心里。
I'm going to trust God what he has given to me.
我要信靠神，我要相信他给我的一切。
So who has what you deserve?
那也可能 你想想是谁好像得到了本来你觉得自己该有的东西。
You need to find a way to celebrate out loud.
那你就要找一个办法来大声的来表扬来称赞。
I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be the first one to tell you that the action, the counter, emotions,It's not going to be easy when you start hitting these guardrail emotions.
但我现在先要提醒你的是，当你就是说经历这个前面这个要引起警觉的这些感受的时候，做到那些就是来抵制这些感受的感情和行为并不容易。
Yeah, because we don't really want to change.
因为人是不愿意改变的。
But if you don't pay attention, then all this is going to seep into other area of your life.
但是如果你不小心对这些情绪就是不加以限制的话，他们最后会渗透到你生活的方方面面。
So ask God for help. He wants to help you.
所以求神帮助你，他是愿意帮助你的。
He wants to give you courage to face these guardrails.
他愿意给你勇气来面对这些引起警觉的这些感受情绪。
Now, parents, if you have young children like elementary school or younger, then you can also help them to identify these four emotions in their heart.
那做父母的，如果你有一些比较小的小孩子，小学生甚至更小，你可以帮助他们能够表达出来他们心里的这些感情和感受。
Because sometimes that they experience and they don't really know how to process it. They don't really know how to do this thing.
因为小小孩他可能心里有这个感受，有这个感觉，但是他又不知道说该怎么表达，该怎么来处理这个情绪。
So every night when you talk them in, ask them these questions.
所以每天当你送他上床的时候，你就可以问他一些问题。
Next slide. So Johnny, is everything...Okay, in your heart.
你心里都觉得很好吗
？Did you feel guilty about anything?
是不是有些事有没有什么事情让你觉得内疚呢
？Did you break a promise today?
你今天有没有说到的事情都做到呢
？Do you have a secret?
有没有什么秘密吗
？Anybody hurt your feelings today?
有人会让你心里觉得不好受吗
？Were you angry at someone today?
你今天有没有对谁有生气呢
？Did I break a promise today?
那我今天是不是？该说到都做到了呢。
Did you feel disappointed today?
你今天有什么事情让你感到失望吗
？Or if there's something happens, then you can certainly ask the question. I say, hey, how did you feel when Lucy won the award?
如果你知道有些特定的事情发生，你可以问他说，这个可能你的好朋友 Lucy 得了一个什么奖，你没有，你是怎么想的呢？有什么感觉
？Now we ask these questions because we want to know their heart.
我们问这些问题是因为我们想要了解他们的内心。
And if they say yes to any of them, then please lead them to the remedy.
那如果他们回答说是的，那你就要让他们 leave them.
Leave them.
那你就要帮助他们带着他们找到一个解决办法。
So, but don't give them lecture.
那不要只是说教而已。
Don't deny their feelings.
也不要说你不用这么不要这么想。
Well, don't make any excuses for them.
不要否认他们的情绪，也不要给他们的情绪找借口。
You want to guide them to help them to process these feelings so that they can end up at those counter emotions and by their actions.
你想让他们，就是说让他们表达这个情绪，然后你一步一步带领他们到那个能够解决这些情绪的这些相反的这些我们刚才列的这些情感和行为。
Yeah, you do this, night after night.Week after week and year after year.
如果你这个年复一年、日复一日的这样做
，they will be able to detect these feelings themselves and know how to process them themselves.
慢慢的，他们就会自己能够认识到自己内心的情感，也自己就有办法来解决。
So, if you want to practice tonight,
如果你们今天想回家就去试一试的话
，if you like, you can take a picture. I'm going to wait for you.
那我把这个放在这儿，你可以现在就拿手机照一张相，然后回家就可以慢照着做。
Because this is very important to guard their heart.
因为这个是很重要的，是能够是保守他们心，可以保守他们的心。
Okay, next slide. So let me ask you then.
那我来问你一个问题。
Is everything okay with your heart?
那你的心里现在怎么样呢
？Have you hurt anyone recently?
那你最近有没有伤害别人
？Do you have secrets?
是不是你心里面有秘密
？Are you angry at someone?
或者 在对谁有怒气。
Do you have hurt feelings?
或者你觉得感到受伤害了。
Is there any stuff that you cannot let go from the past?
或者在过去有些事情你心里还是感到不平。
Are you celebrating other people's misfortune?
或者你自己偷偷的还在幸灾乐祸。
Is everything okay with your heart?
你的心 是都还好吗？
If you have detected these guardrail emotions in your heart, I beg you to address them.
如果你心里在经历那些应该让你引起警觉、亮起红灯的这些感受，我就恳请你要做一些事情。
God can help you, and God wants to help you.
神能帮你，神想要帮你。
Because He wants you to have a clean conscience so that you can have a better relationship with him and with other people.
他希望你能有一个清洁的良心，这样你跟他还有跟其他人的关系都能够和睦。
Your family is counting on you to do the right thing.
你的家人需要你做一些对的事情。
And you want to do the right thing.
你自己心里也愿意做一些对的事情。
God wants you to do the right thing.
神希望你做对的事情。
Because above all else, guard your heart.For everything you do flows from it.
因为你要保守你的心胜过保守一切，因为一生的果效是由心发出。
Okay, let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we come before you. We know that we are broken people.
天父，我们来到你的面前，因为我们知道自己是破碎的。
There are things that's inside of us that just brewing inside, and then that's going to affect.How I'm going to react, how I'm going to act towards other people.
我心里在想的什么直接会影响到我是要怎样对别人说话，怎么样对别人行为。
Help us, Lord, so that we can clean out all these toxins in our heart.
主啊，真的是帮助我们可以把心里的那些毒素都能够清除出去。
Because of what you said that you want us to guard our heart because you want us to have a life that is abundant, that is so beautiful, so best for us.
主，因为你让我们保守我们的心，是为了你想让我们有一个丰盛的生命，有一个清洁的良心。
So examine our heart if there's anything that we need cleansing.
主，就求你帮助我们检查自己的内心，看看是不是有需要清洁的地方。
And give us the courage to face so that we can have a wonderful relationship with people.And with you.
也求你给我们勇气来面对，让我们使得我们最终能够和你和周围的人有一个美好的关系。
May your name be glorified in our lives in Jesus Christ's name we pray.
愿你的名在我们的生命中能够得到荣耀。我们这样祷告是奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.